I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hour 2, Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Patriots Friday. We got the Friday 4-pack coming your way at 11:30. So stay tuned. It's about 25 minutes from now. We just wrapped up our Top 5 Friday. That'll be up shortly. Probably already is, actually. At Jones and Keefe, our top five all-time favorite college football players.
There's so many, too. That's a tough list to put together.
It is.
And it's definitely, for the most part, it is like generational, because we got a lot of text. So like we missed a lot of, are you about to say this?
Well, this exactly.
A lot of really, really good
like,
calls.
People are like,
that
oh,
we're
man,
too young for.
Barry Sanders at yeah. Oklahoma State. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that was awesome.
Awesome.
We're too young for that.
Like Herschel Walker, Doug Flutie.
That's one that we got right.
Yeah.
Dion at Florida State. Like, I'm sure all, the Boz. Like, I'm sure all those guys were super cool. I don't remember any of
my
that.
My reference point probably is like 93.
Yeah.
92, 93 season, and then beyond.
Like, that Florida yeah. State. Charlie Ward, 93,
awesome.
Playing Notre Dame, like that.
You had such big, like, personality. I guess you still do today. It's just different when you look at it. But, like, thinking about Bobby Bowden and then, like, Steve Spurrier in those games. Then you had, like, Notre Dame with, like, Lou Holtz, Tom Osborne at Nebraska.
Yeah, we were
and
just.
The U and, like, all those teams playing against each other. The bowl system was so stupid. Can you imagine if you had the playoff system then and, like, the matchups you really could have gotten?
Would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been great.
So I just looked. I couldn't remember. Stupid me. I'm like, how did Notre Dame not win the title that year? Because we went and looked up that game in 93, Florida State and Notre Dame, and Notre Dame won.
Ooh, shoot.
And so how did they not win? Notre Dame lost to BC the next week, and Florida State
yeah,
won
right.
on a vote, even though they lost head-to-head to
crazy.
Notre Dame. What just came in?
Bobby Boucher.
Damn it.
We screwed this up.
We did.
I should have had Joe Kane. I referenced Joe Kane yesterday.
You really did.
Joe Kane on my list.
Yeah, this list. We took this list too seriously.
Way too seriously. We'd like to do it over.
Yeah. I'd like to go back and redo it.
Son of a gun.
Eric is in Rhode Island, and we'll get into the wild card matchups, all of our picks.
Yep.
We will get into as well what the Patriots should be rooting for in this game. But Eric in Rhode Island, top five all-time college players. Go. What do you got?
Okay. I got at the University of North Carolina, I got Kelvin Bryant.
Okay.
Also at the University of North Carolina, I got LT.
Good one.
Yes.
He was good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was good. I did have Dion because I actually played against him.
Oh! Late entry. You'll hear that again at a 12:45.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Drake May's father is my quarterback, Mark May. I wanted to say something about him, too, as far as his his IQ, because Mark is a Moorhead Scholar.
Oh.
Mark is a Moorhead Scholar. And so Drake comes from a great, great, great line of, smart quarterbacks. So, but yeah, definitely Dion, and you got people like Carlton Bailey. Carlton Bailey was another one.
Okay,
he was on the fourth.
There's your fifth. All right, I was waiting
good
for
stuff.
Number five, Eric. Good stuff.
Good. How about that?
Good
played
background.
With Drake May's dad.
Played with Drake May's dad against Dion.
Moorhead Scholar.
Is that what he said?
I went to school with a guy, Bragg, who went to North Carolina. It's like
we
full
have
ride.
Like seven of them. Seven
yeah.
of them.
Morehead Scholar. I guess that's like the thing they give away down there.
Oh, you went to...
I went to high school with a guy.
With a Morehead Scholar.
That went to North Carolina. Like free ride, yeah.
Watch your profanity.
That sounds like a sweet
He never left.
He's like Van Wilder.
Man, I didn't even know that was an option.
Marshall Faulk, good one. San Diego State, because that was like a small school.
Yep.
And you're like, that was like Troy Davis. Remember Troy Davis at Iowa State? You'd never even see him play. The team sucked, but he would run for like 2,000 yards every year.
No, who was the QB at Iowa State, though?
Oh, they later had...
they had like a fun QB.
They did. Yeah, who was that? Oh, now we're going down this road again. We're just forgetting
Somebody texted Rich Keefe at Hobart. That's a good one.
Andy Hart at Tufts. Jermaine Wiggins at Georgia.
Yeah, well, Ted Johnson was a miss.
Colorado.
What was that QB's name? I can't
remember. Iowa State.
Yeah, they had like a fun quarterback
there at one point.
Who
you're
it
right.
is, I couldn't tell you.
Could be anybody.
Yeah, it really could. Yeah.
Brock Purdy.
Antoine Randall L. was a good
a fun one. I thought about Randall L. when we're putting the list together.
He was fun.
You said Vince Young yesterday, Nick. That was your guy?
Yeah, Vince Young and Ricky Williams.
Vince Young and Ricky Williams are good ones. So somebody texted Randy Moss at Marshall.
Vince Young. Oh, come on.
Which I would say, yeah, his highlights are amazing, but when did you ever see him?
Never saw it.
You only saw the highlights when he was at the Heisman presentation. I was at Ryan Leaf, actually. Ryan Leaf was, I liked it. I was rooting for Leaf over Manning at the Heisman. Then Charles Woodson beat him. So I'll beat all of those guys.
I remember reading about Randy Moss at Sports Illustrated, Breck.
Wow.
And then
not for kids? He's a little guy then?
No, this was big
for adults?
This is the big one.
Sports Illustrated
I was just counting down the days.
He didn't have to color one of the pages.
I was just counting down the days till the swimsuit edition
like,
showed back.
Tyra Banks coming back? Why isn't she on every cover? This is absurd.
But I remember reading about, did you ever watch one game of his at Marshall? Of course not. And then he was a Heisman finalist, and then he was great in the NFL.
Texter's right. Seneca Wallace is who you were thinking of.
That is 100% who I was thinking of. Great call, text line. Seneca Wallace.
Good
call
there.
Nice one. Yeah. Good NFL backup.
No, but you would see the same few highlights when Randy Moss caught the ball in the middle of the field and hurdled that guy and then sprinted to the end zone and nobody was within 30 yards of him. Like, that was awesome, but they weren't on TV. Like, when did you never saw Marshall. They were still, weren't they 1AA still?
No. I think by the time Moss was there, they were 1A.
Maybe it was
their
first year.
They had made the jump from 1AA.
Yeah, but you just never saw them. Whereas like Florida State and like Notre Dame and teams like that were on TV every single weekend.
617-779-7937. So, Keith, we made our picks yesterday.
We sure did.
They were exactly the same.
Our top five Friday had two of the same five guys. It's ridiculous. There's been like a million college football players. We had two of the same.
There's something to be said for organically discussing it on the air and not knowing what the other person's going to say when you get on the air.
Yeah,
and then there's something to be said for maybe we should talk it out a little bit.
Re-ball.
So it's not exactly the same thing once we get here. But okay, we've made our picks. You want to get Billy and Nick on the record here?
Oh, yeah. Who do you guys think are going to – well, do you want all the picks for them or specifically the Bills-Jaguars game? Which
well,
I think
let's get winners.
Okay,
give
us winners, guys.
Just give us winners in each of these games. Ready? Billy, you first, then Nick. Who's winning, Rams or Carolina?
Going with the Rams.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds right.
Packers-Bears.
Bears.
Samesies. Bills-Jags.
Bills.
Niners-Eagles.
Niners.
Ooh, different. Okay, nice. Nice swerve. Pats Chargers?
Pats.
Texans Steelers?
Texans.
Okay, very similar but different.
But one difference.
All right.
Something's got to give. Nick? Rams Panthers?
Rams.
Packers Bears?
Packers.
Ooh.
Whoa!
Curveball. Bills Jags?
Jags.
Do it.
Okay,
nice, Nick.
Good.
Yeah, here we go, Nick. Good
Niners,
job.
Niners Eagles?
Niners.
Great
Nick,
job,
Nick.
Nick gets it. Nick understands.
Dare I even ask? Yeah. Pats Chargers?
Pats.
Oh, okay. Nick gets the bit.
Texans Steelers?
Texans.
Okay.
Okay, wow. Good picks.
That's good stuff.
All right, we'll graphic. Terp, whatever your picks are, just add them to the graphic.
Terp, throw them on there.
Throw
them on the pile. Tweet them out.
I have these picks. If you weren't tracking them, Terp, I'll send them to you. But we'll get another graphic up there with all our winners. We're all picking the Pats. What could go wrong there? Last time we did this, we all had the Red Sox against the Yankees.
How'd that go?
What was it again?
It sweeps.
Yeah, we did.
We also had the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. They didn't make the playoffs. So maybe we should stop doing this.
Actually, didn't both of your Super Bowl teams not make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Ravens, Bucks.
This is another thing we didn't discuss ahead of time. We both had Ravens and Bucks.
Oh, yeah. That was
Ravens over Bucks.
That was the worst example of this. Who's your Super Bowl? What's your Super Bowl and who wins? Like, Ravens, Bucks. Like, yeah, that's mine as well. Stupid.
The whole show picked the Ravens. They didn't make the playoffs.
But again, nobody talked about it ahead of time.
No.
And then
we don't even talk unless we're on the air, apparently. We don't even talk about anything. And then all of a sudden we get on the air and we all agree.
Talk about traitors. The traitor strategy. What do you do?
All right,
new twist this season. I appreciate Nick's picks the most. That's good.
We can keep track of this all playoffs.
And then
long.
If we're all right, we can all laugh at Nick.
Oh, well, Paul.
And if he's right, Nick. if he's right, we just never bring it up again.
Yeah
that's easy. That's perfect. What should the Patriots be rooting for in Bills and Jags?
All right, I think they should be rooting for the Bills. And I heard some discussion this morning about it. There's both sides to this. I think they should root for the Bills because the Jaguars are the team that is sort of literally no one's talking about and is pretty good. Like, they got a good defense. Trevor Lawrence is playing well. I don't fully trust him, but he has been playing well. And so if the Jaguars win, that would be the opponent. They would come into town. You don't have to worry about the Monday night game. They would just show up next week. I think you would rather play the winner of the Monday night game, Texans
right.
and Steelers.
And if the Bills win that, you're guaranteed to get the winner
you
of that game.
You can't get yep. the Bills. Mm-hmm. And then the Bills would go on to Denver. And great, let the best man win. Right? One of those teams, I think both those teams are tough. There's different. You have the best player in the world, in my opinion, and Josh Allen, but it would be here. Or it would be a lesser quarterback, but on the road. So, like, the AFC Championship game, I hate to break it to you, is going to be tough. But
yeah,
you're not going to have a cakewalk all the way to the
well,
Super Bowl.
I mean, the Patriots Brady used to sometimes.
No,
but
no,
I, yeah,
well,
not,
they did. That's a different story.
Not for this team. You're not going to have a cream puff AFC Championship
But that's
matchup.
Also, like, we've talked all year about how wide open the AFC is, and that means the Patriots could win the whole thing.
Yeah, you could
they
get,
could also lose Sunday. Like, you know, it's that wide open.
You could get a team here
yeah.
at home that you already beat. Now, in fairness, they came here and beat you, too. But you already beat them at Buffalo. You were up big on them here. You could either have that or you're in Denver, which isn't ideal, but it's still Bo Nix and a team that has had trouble putting away a lot of bad teams.
Yeah, so I guess let me ask it this way. Neutral site.
Yep.
Who do they have a better chance of beating, the Bills or the Broncos?
Broncos.
Okay. So then you got to ask yourself, how much does home field
I mean, maybe that's a crazy answer. They've already beaten the Bills, so maybe yeah. that's a crazy answer. But who do I feel better about? I feel better about yeah. beating Denver at a neutral site.
Okay, and so now when you factor in home versus road, like that should sway it a little bit. However, the Patriots are undefeated on the road. Like, that's something.
They're road warriors.
The Legion of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Legion of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's also that factor where I know Denver has normally been a nightmare scenario, right? Even with Tom Brady and Belichick, going to Denver wasn't ideal. But maybe it's a different Denver team. And this team is they're a wagon on the road, so maybe there is that. And then the alternative is Josh Allen, right?
So I kind of think Wiggy big-brained this whole discussion this morning, Keith, dare I say.
He might have.
You heard this?
I did hear it,
because
yeah.
I got to be honest, this really didn't occur to me until Wiggy brought it up. And I was like, man, shame on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think Wiggy big-brained the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's like, no. You want the Jaguars
okay.
to win this game.
So then that'll be the divisional round opponent would be Jacksonville.
Then you get Jacksonville here.
Yep.
And then you want Houston to beat Pittsburgh and then knock off Denver. So then you're hosting the AFC title game against a team like Houston.
So, yeah, Wiggy may have just exploded some minds there, because now you're facing Trevor Lawrence and let's call it C.J. Stroud or, I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers, if you think they can
yeah,
go
I
into Denver,
I,
probably
I,
not.
That
so
one,
let's say Stroud.
Even Wiggy's like, yeah, no, I'm just saying what would be an ideal scenario, but that's not realistic.
But
Houston is, that's somewhat realistic.
Yeah. Imagine getting to the Super Bowl without having to leave Gillette nor having to face Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, or Burrow. Like, who'd ever come up with that as a scenario? But that's definitely in play.
I kind of think Wiggy big brain the whole thing. Now, is that the most realistic? I would say no.
Yeah.
But
because
yeah,
that's the game, honestly.
What should you be rooting for? That.
Yeah. Sure.
You should root for the Jags to take out Josh Allen and then root for the Pittsburgh and Houston winner, hopefully Houston, to go to Denver and knock him off. Yes.
Do you think Houston is a tougher opponent than Jacksonville? Where do you stand on that?
Maybe.
Because they both have good defenses.
I mean, I would lean yes on that. Not sit on the fence. I would lean yes. I would rather face Jacksonville than Houston. Shime's terrified of Jacksonville.
Yeah, and I'm starting to go that way, too, because I like completely dismiss them, and they just keep winning games. Their defense is good.
I don't want to play that Houston defense. Jacksonville's a way better offense, but I don't want to play that Houston defense.
Wait, where did we rank Stroud and Lawrence? Or pretty similar, right?
Hang on. Efforting.
Like, yeah, no, we came up with this list. I already forget what it was. But they were kind of similar, I guess, even before you give me the answer.
Yep.
Because you're just talking about, like, if it's a close game late, who would you feel better about this Patriots defense?
All right. Kind of shutting had, down. Yeah. C.J. Stroud one spot ahead of Trevor Lawrence, 7 and 8.
All right. So I guess in that sense, we should be more worried about Houston.
I am. I mean, again, it's close.
Yeah.
But who would I rather avoid? I'd rather avoid Houston out of those two.
Yeah, but. All right, I mean, but you might play
them back. I'd take playing them back to back in the divisional round and then the AFC title game. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because I guess worse. So All right, you asked best case scenario. Would worst case scenario be Houston?
Yeah.
And then either Buffalo or at Denver?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst case scenario is you get you get Houston in round two.
Right.
And then the winner of Buffalo-Denver, like that's a very different path. That to me feels like kind of a nightmare path.
Well, horse nest.
Doesn't mean you couldn't emerge from it, but that to me would be a best case, a worst case scenario for the Pats compared to the best case. So what should they be rooting for? What are you rooting for this weekend? Beyond that Pats game, if you're starting to look at the pathway forward, Denver or Buffalo, who would you rather face in a potential AFC title game? And looking at second round matchups, things like that, I would not want Houston here. Next round, I think the Pats would beat them. I'd pick them in that game. That doesn't mean I want to face that defense. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. We got the Week in Review at 12:45. Of course, Keith's Keys to Pats and Chargers at 1 o'clock. The Milkman, Milt Williams, going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour as well. And
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the way next, Friday 4-Pack, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You can go to at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can seek out some of the ground we've already covered on the show today. It really speaks to the number of topics, the volume of topics that we cover, Keefe. When you just go to the social media, we have our top five
Friday. It's a real potpourri.
All-time college football favorites, where we ranked our top all-time college football players, 1 to 5.
We had two of the same.
We did. 5 to 1, I guess, that we ranked them. We also have our Hoss of the Week up there. It's Ron Funches from Traders.
Congrats to Ron Funches.
A lot of off-air Traders talk going on.
Oh, yeah.
On what a great show. Here today. We also have our thoughts on the Pats and Chargers up there if you want to go seek that out. If you missed any of it, it's also on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature, and you won't miss a second of Jones and Kiefer. Of course, you can listen live there as well. We'll get you the Week in Review at 12:45. We'll get you Keefe's Keys to Pats and Chargers at 1 o'clock, plus Milton Williams, the Milkman, going to join us on a Patriots Friday. But it's time for the Friday four-pack. What is first up today, Billy Lanny?
If you could have one player off the Chargers, who would it be?
Got to be Derwin James, right?
Well.
Oh. What do you got?
I still like Ladd.
I like Ladd, too.
I feel like you're way too down on Ladd McConkey over there.
Maybe you're too high on Ladd McConkey. Well, I like Ladd McConkey.
It's possible.
But they did, I wouldn't say fully, like, fix the wide receiver, because, like, the position, like, we'll see where it goes from here. You know, how many more years Steph Diggs is going to be a teammate with Drake May and all that. Even if it is one or two more years, like, you're talking about Ladd McConkey's only in his second year in the league. So he's so much better than anybody else that the Patriots have. I just think, not to belabor the point, but like Derwin James is one of the best safeties in the league. I think he's going to be for the next few years.
And their safety, it's also a their safety play need. Is yeah, not great.
Yeah, it might be one of their weaker positions.
I agree with you on that.
So that's why I would say him. If their two starting tackles were healthy, you could maybe make a case for those guys.
That'd be very different. Yeah. If Alt was healthy, if Slater was healthy. Yeah. I'm just thinking specifically, you know, I need the one player for one game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots are pretty dinged up in the receiver room. Like
there is that. Yeah.
I don't. Keyshawn Booty left practice yesterday, and Mac Hollins is not playing. So, you know, I like the receiver room. I said going into the playoffs, I don't think they're going to lose a game because of their receiver room. That's before they lost Hollins, and let's see if Booty even plays.
There is something too about pairing up Drake May and Ladd McConkey, like just for the rest of their careers.
It would just be rightfully doing what the Patriots should have done in the first place when they should have drafted him a year ago.
Yes,
to your point,
they should have.
So, look, to me, it's between those two players. Is there anybody else obvious you considered? You mentioned the tackles.
No. Just the tackles if they're healthy. So obviously not for Sunday, but for like next season and beyond those two guys.
They have an edge rusher who racked up 13 sacks this year.
True.
Pats could use that.
Yeah. No, I mean, they could, but I think we're talking about three guys ahead of him.
So
anyway.
I'd lean Ladd. You go Derwin James. Yeah. But okay, those are a couple of names. Right. What else, Billy?
What all-time Chargers jersey would you most want?
Not even close.
Rodney?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Rodney Harrison was awesome.
You wouldn't want Natron Means Business.
Yeah, Natron Means Business. Or Marion Butts.
Oh, that's a good one.
Little Marion Butts, former Patriots back as well.
Yeah, Marion Butts.
No, Harrison, we were going back down memory lane for all these college football guys when we were talking about them, but the same thing was true about the Chargers in the early 90s, where it's just like Junior Seau, Rodney Harrison. We didn't see them play very often. You just knew, you heard the stories about them. And then when you'd see him play, they were just destroying guys. Like they were it was the hardest hitting safety, or the best linebacker at that time. They were great. Some of their teams were okay. Obviously, the 94 team made the Super Bowl, but then they had some other down teams around there. No, but Rodney was always like a cool player. And then he came here, and obviously it's even different.
Neil Smith, I thought, might have been on the Chargers early. I guess he got
was
one
he?
Year late with he got 1 year late oh, with the Chargers. Right, okay. I remembered him there, but he got 1 year late. I like Neil Smith with the breathe right strip. I feel like he kind of...
Oh, he revolutionized the game.
He was a pioneer.
He was breathing so much better than everybody else. I feel like a performance enhancer, a little bit.
I liked Neil Smith. Yeah. So, I mean, that'd be maybe one.
Junior what about like a Dan Fouts?
Junior Seau, I'm sure, has won a lot. I don't.
Lance Allworth?
Nope.
That's a good throwback, though. People do rock a Lance Allworth.
See, I thought you'd get like... Well, not with Patriots fans, but I hated Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I hated Phillip Rivers.
I hated LaDainian Tomlinson. Right, right. We all hate it, even though he's a friend of the show. Yeah. Good friend of the show. Butt dialed me one time. Sean Merriman.
That's right.
Oh,
you know who was good? Was Eric Weddle.
Eric Weddle. Good beard.
Good beard. Good safety.
Yeah, good safety.
He was really good.
Yep.
Antonio Gates was really good for them.
You know what? I hated all those Chargers teams, that was a likable player on those Chargers teams, yeah.
Did you like Stan the Man Humphreys?
No.
Or maybe as like an ironic jersey or Ryan Leaf.
Oh, I love Stan Humphreys because that's like, and this is kind of like what it would be for like the final one is what I think of the Chargers is like 30 years ago. I feel like every time Stan Humphreys paid the Patriots, they lit him up. Like there would always be a shot of like Stan Humphreys getting off the ground. His eyes were wide. And he was just like, I feel like those Patriots defenses 30 years ago. Would
Chris Slade just killing him.
Yeah. Like he would get off the ground. He he is not in a good place.
No.
Stan the Man Humphreys. No, Leaf is an interesting one.
The year they went to the Super Bowl, Stan Humphreys threw, 17 touchdowns.
20 picks?
12 picks.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, oh, I was going to get, picks. Was he in the 20s ever? He must have been in the 20s.
Completion percentage of 58, quarterback rating 81. Nice.
He's just very schmeh.
Yeah, he was Stan the Man.
Okay.
No-time Pro Bowler.
Ooh, Danny Woodhead Chargers jersey. That's not a bad one.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like a really good player when he went there.
Scat back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else jumping out?
It's a good list.
Hunter Henry.
Leslie O'Neal was a good player. That was like early 90s.
Delta O'Neal?
No, Leslie O'Neal. He was like a linebacker D end.
Ooh, David Boston. Great one, text line.
Oh, David Boston.
Darren Sproles keeps coming up.
Wow, a lot of Darren Sproles references today.
Big Darren Sproles day out
there. Good for him.
Okay. Keep sending those in at 617-779-7937. Those are some Chargers jerseys for you. What else, Billy?
Will Justin Herbert ever win a Super Bowl?
I'm going no.
See, I say it's easier to say no. Like, no would be minus money, I would think.
Yeah, pretty heavy minus.
But he is young. And
very talented.
He is very talented. So he's, what, 27 years old right now? Yeah, so.
Got to win a playoff game to win a Super Bowl.
Got to win a playoff game. That seems to be in your way. And the problem with him is Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow, and Drake May are also very young. Or at least, like, in you know, football young. Like, if Mahomes wants, he can play another eight years.
If Herbert stays in the AFC.
Yeah. He's going to go through all those guys.
Well, right now, yes, but is he a change of scenery candidate? Probably not.
I mean, I guess, would you say, could his career end up mirroring Matthew Stafford's? Where you're like, Stafford, when he's in Detroit, you're like, hey, he's going to win a Super Bowl? You're like, not here.
Right.
And then he goes to the right team at the right time.
We've said this before about, like, Josh Allen. I feel more strongly that Josh Allen could mirror that. Or, you know, maybe even Lamar. Well, actually, Lamar's in a good organization.
Although, like, we'll see where they go from here.
The Chargers are they're a pretty bad organization. So that's analogous to Detroit. Same thing with the Bills.
They don't even have fans.
It's not a good organization. They just have Josh Allen. They're not a good organization.
Nobody wants the Chargers. They're like the second team in a city that's really not even that much of like a diehard sports city.
So my answer is no. Did I hear an answer?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go no, but I think that's like that's actually like the safer bet.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, with most of these guys, it's like, who's going to win? The top five quarterbacks I feel confident in, and then one of these other guys runs into it.
And then it'll be like a random guy with like a really good defensive coach. Yeah. And then,
Okay, the answer there we agree is no. Last one, Bill?
It's the first thing you think of when you hear Chargers.
Is it that Super Bowl? Billy just said it, but like that, the Chargers going to the Super Bowl with all the guys we just listed, Stan Humphries and Natron Main Business, Rodney Harrison and Junior Seau, like, them in the Super Bowl, and they just got destroyed. This is when Super Bowls were non-competitive in our childhood. It was Bills and Cowboys. It was, the Washington Redskins dominating the Bills. Like, all these blowout Super Bowls. Steve Young got his first win. Jerry Rice, like, I feel like right off the bat in that Super Bowl, caught a long touchdown. Chargers were never competitive. That's the first thing I think of when I think of the Chargers.
I go more recent. I would go with the AFC title game when the Patriots were undefeated. They played the Chargers, and Phillip Rivers is playing with a torn ACL, and LaDainian Tomlinson is pouting on the bench.
That's a good one.
They even made like a figurine of Tomlinson, like, crying on the bench with his jacket
giant
on.
Giant,
like,
jacket.
You could, like, buy that, like, him pouting.
Oh,
so it was that. So, like, the team was a wag. And the Chargers were interesting because I never really took them as a true Super Bowl threat, but like they would knock off Peyton Manning a bunch. Like they would beat Peyton Manning all the time in the playoffs, but the Patriots had their number. You know, there was another season where like the game was all but lost and they
Troy Brown ripped
the Troy Brown game.
Marlon McCree.
Yeah. Like that game was lost and they won that one. But
so that's, I guess, that's a much more significant thing in like Patriots history.
It's
definitely not the first thing I think of with the Chargers, but that was an awesome game where they went in there and beat them. And then you're like, wow, we're going to the AFC title game. And then you're up 21-3 or whatever it was against Peyton Manning in the AFC title game, and then that went very poorly. But that was a great Patriots win against a team they had no business beating, and Troy Brown snatched the victory away from the jaws of a loss.
Yeah, but then a couple years later, you know, it's AFC title game, undefeated season is on the line, and the Patriots went from like blowing everybody out, and then by the end of the season, they were playing some much closer games, and then this was the game to get to the Super Bowl. It was at home, and it was just like the image of Tomlinson, you're like, maybe individually at the time was like the best player. Like, I was insane.
Oh, he looked like a badass. Like, dark visor.
Oh, I loved the
visor. If you owned him in fantasy football, he was an absolute monster.
Oh, he was like two touchdowns a game. He was ridiculous.
Jumping over the pile. Yeah, so he was.
But that was the game where you're like, everybody.
For two.
But everybody lost respect for him that game. And then Phillip Rivers got some respect, but still they lost. And you're like, all right, they're never going to be a Super Bowl team.
It's the only thing I begrudgingly give Phillip Rivers, who I don't like. But for that game.
He's tough and fertile.
I give him credit for being fertile.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, for being tough. He is quite fertile. There's no doubt about
it. It was back January 20th, 2008. I said, that Phillip Rivers, he's a fertile man. You proved it to everybody.
No, that game does stand out. Yeah. One thing I cannot take away from Phillip Rivers is that, no, he's a tough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on that game and the juxtaposition with LaDainian Tomlinson. We're getting a lot of these, actually. The San Diego Superchargers song is the first thing I think of.
Yeah, no, because
that's a good call.
And once you hear it, you cannot unhear it.
I give him credit for being fertile.
Well, that's good. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Good for him.
Yeah, he'll definitely appreciate that.
I mean, that's good. Don't say I never gave him any credit.
No.
But no, that I mean, honestly, that's high on the list of things that you would think of first is that song.
Oh, real quick, we didn't mention anything about Jim Harbaugh in there. How long do you think Harbaugh is with the Chargers?
2 more years?
Yeah.
I mean, he burns hot. Yeah. So, yeah, 2 more years, and then he'll be feuding with the owner and his quarterback
and the GM.
And they won't get along, and you know, it'll be a him or me sort of thing, and he'll be on thin ice and then he'll be out.
He's
a good coach, but I think he's just a complete, you know, a-hole to work with and for.
Yeah.
And he has a short shelf life. So yeah, 2 more years.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Friday 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. You can dial us up there. We'll get back into the stakes for the Patriots, how they'd win this game, how they'd lose, all your thoughts on Patriots and Chargers Sunday night in Foxborough.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got the week in review about an hour from now. Keefe will give you all the keys. The Pats and Chargers coming up.
It's a big one.
At 1 o'clock, it is a big one. Playoff keys, plus Milton Williams, the milkman, going into the game on Sunday night. All your thoughts on it here at 617-779-7937. We'll reset some of our ideas on, well, what's at stake for the Patriots on Sunday, beyond just a win or a loss, survive in advance, lose and go home sort of situation, and also how they'd win the game, how they'd lose the game. We'll get back into that coming up at high noon on Jones and Keefe. We gave you all the picks, Keith. We went through, me, you, and Billy basically all picked the same games.
Yep.
Nick decided to go against the grain a little bit. So we gave you all the winners. We spent a lot of time on Buffalo and Jacksonville, which I think, as a Patriots fan, that is the game you're going to be paying the most attention to beyond
yes.
the Pats.
Yeah, because it's pretty clear, too. If it's Jacksonville, that's who you get the next round.
And you're getting more and more. You're picking Buffalo, but you're giving Jacksonville more and more credit the closer we get to the game.
Oh, yeah, because like all season long I never believed in Jacksonville, and they just keep winning. They keep winning. Excuse me. They win the division. The defense is playing really well. Trevor Lawrence is playing well. They lose Travis Hunter. It doesn't seem to matter. I don't even know if they were using him right or whatever. It's Jacoby Myers has been a pretty good addition for them, and they've just been a tough team. And so you're like, all right, maybe it could be them. And they have, you know, it is a home game for them. So your guy, Liam Cohen, sounded real corny at the beginning of the year, but he's got him playing really well.
Good coach.
So, yeah, maybe they got a chance. Meanwhile, with the thing with Buffalo, I know they split with the Patriots, but it's so entirely on Josh Allen, which, again, if it's the best player in the world, I guess you could be in a worse spot. But I don't really like the guys besides James Cook that he has on offense, and it's not a great defense. You know, we had Sal Capaccio on from Buffalo, who's clearly following it way closer than we are. And I was like, from the outside, this looks like the worst Buffalo team of the last 5-6 years. And he's like, it is. So, like, is this going to be the year? Like, just because Mahomes and all those guys are out of the playoffs, is this really going to be the year that Buffalo goes on a run?
It's going to be it's
going to be really tough.
Whether they do or they don't, this will be the game that sticks to him the most if they don't.
Do you think
even though it's a bad team, this is because the field is so wide open for a guy like Josh Allen to run through the AFC. This will stick to him if he doesn't
win
it this year.
Yeah, their path would be you beat Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, you beat Drake May in New England, and then you beat Bo Nix in Denver. That's a lot different than the path. I mean, like that as like that's a much easier path than going to Kansas City or having to play Burrow or something like that. So it's obviously wide open for him. Do you think they consider moving on from McDermott if they lose
this weekend? This weekend, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh? Or would they go somewhere?
I think Harbaugh's a done deal in Miami. Okay. I heard.
But Harbaugh might. Maybe Miami feels that way. Maybe Harbaugh right now feels that way. But he's like, wait, Buffalo's open with Josh Allen? Yeah, I'll go there.
I just think once the wheels really get in motion on something like that and they fired their coach.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Harbaugh would
be in his
rights.
Is there a pen to
paper? Harbaugh would be in his rights to wait it out.
Yeah. He should because there's other jobs. You could get the Green Bay job.
Don't you already think he's feeling that out through back channels? And it's like, hey, is McDermott going to be back or not? It's going to be dependent on if they win that game or not. But I don't think Miami would be so quick to fire McDaniel. And when I say quick, I mean, they waited until Thursday, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but they almost fired him midseason. I don't think they love McDaniel.
I don't think they would have fired him, though, if it wasn't a done deal.
Okay.
Did
you see Jackson Dart last night?
No.
People lip reading? Somebody asked him on the sideline. The camera cut to him. Is like, oh, who's next coach? The lip readers are out, Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, he said Harbaugh or Stefanski.
Yeah, he said Harbaugh at the game.
I thought people I thought people were disagreeing.
It was either
Harbaugh or Stefanski. We can't quite tell what he said.
The blue dress?
Yeah.
That's gold.
Okay, so then they're probably going to get Stefanski because Harbaugh's going to Miami, in my estimation. But yeah, could Buffalo open up? Definitely.
Yeah. I think it could. And then, yeah, which direction do they go in? And then now you also would add Sean McDermott to the list. Like what started out as not a great field. It seems like some teams that had coaches that you might consider like top half of the league coaches, you know, like Kevin Stefanski and John Harbaugh both being available. And I'm not saying Stefanski did an amazing job in Cleveland, but like he was 2-time coach of the year and was handed a ridiculous quarterback situation.
He made the playoffs with the Browns.
Yeah,
like people talk about that with Belichick, and they still celebrate Belichick for that. And it's like Stefanski did it.
No, the guys that are getting fired, like Mike McDaniel, I feel like that's a guy that probably should be a coordinator, although
he might get
Cleveland's job.
If he wants it, he's going to get a job.
He might get Cleveland.
If he's smart, maybe he sits it out and waits for the right job in a year or two. But if he wants it, I think McDaniel's going to get a job.
Yeah, so that's funny. Like, there's 8 openings right now. We're talking about the chance that maybe there's a 9 or maybe there's even 10 openings. But 3 or 4 of them might be taken by guys that are just moving chairs, right? Like, just not even taking a year off and just kind of sliding over.
It's true. Text line says, why would Harbaugh go to Miami? They're a joke. I don't think it's the right choice for Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think it's already done.
Just the timing of it, you're connecting the dots.
Yeah,
so I mean,
that's what I think.
But it might have been like Stephen Ross. I mean, I don't think that's a very well-run organization.
Well,
they were trying to get Sean Payton and Tom Brady desperately. They didn't get either of those guys.
Good point.
So,
I mean, they're getting sued by Brian Flores.
Correct. There's also that.
I mean, the whole league is, but yeah,
they're trying to tank. They didn't even tank right.
Text line here says, haha.
Okay.
You guys don't like what Allen has. The Pats have the worst skill players in the NFL.
They have better skill players than the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills have Did James Cook finish as the rushing champ? I think he did, didn't he? Because did Derrick Henry pass him on Sunday night? No, he finished as the rushing champ, I thought.
This year's rushing champ was James Cook III.
So, like, James Cook is a good player.
He's awesome.
But the Patriots
you
also...
You like any of their receivers?
No, the Patriots also have good running backs, and the Bills receivers are terrible.
Yeah, and their tight ends are average at best.
Yeah. So maybe you call that a wash between the Pats and the
Pats have better tight ends and better receivers.
I don't like what Josh Allen has. I don't. I'll stand by
on the field. Off the field, the guy seems like he's got everything going for him.
That's a good point. Okay. That should be like the shootout of the weekend, Keith. It's easily the highest over under. I think it's 51 and a half. Most of the other games are in the mid 40s, including the Pats game outside of Houston and Pittsburgh. That one's in the high 30s. So I think that should be a slugfest. Mm-hmm. But Buffalo, for like a neutral fan, probably the game that jumps out this weekend, should have the most points. For a Patriots fan, I think it's the game that jumps out. What else jumps out to you? What other game interests you?
I'm really interested in Packers-Bears, and it's because I'm such a big Ben Johnson fan, and I wonder if he goes in there and wins his first playoff game. And if he does, I also wonder if Matt LaFleur ends up getting canned. So Green Bay's at a spot where, like, would they move on? Would they feel like they could improve somewhere else? Now, maybe he gets the excuse that Micah Parsons is hurt, and maybe they keep him there. But that's sort of an interesting one, because a year ago, you were like, wow, the Lions and the Vikings, they look like they got things all set. Wrong. Those teams both missed the playoffs, and now the Bears and the Packers. It's a pretty exciting division overall, but I've always sort of thought Caleb Williams was good, and I'm not alone. He was the number one overall pick, but after sort of struggling last year, people kind of writing him off, like, oh, he's not that good. He could be maybe odd. Maybe you don't like everything that he does, but I think he's pretty good, and if he wins his first playoff game, then that would go
in the same boat as Drake Maye in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, he loses his first playoff game, we're going to be like, loser.
Yeah, for sure.
0-1, you loser. You get to the playoffs and you lose your first game.
And you're at home. Both these guys are at home.
I mean, they're both the two seed. So,
but no, I like that game.
They're in a very similar boat. And just like Caleb Williams can shut some people up like me.
Yeah.
I never liked Caleb. He can shut some people up with a win. He's going to hear about it if they lose, and if you're going to say that about Caleb Williams, you better be ready for it with Drake Maye if he loses.
The other one, and people are asking on the text line, on Monday night, does Tomlin get fired finally if the Steelers lose?
Well,
I think he's back.
I believe.
You think he's doing TV?
Well, I believe it'll be a firing, but I think it's going to be framed as he's
like,
stepping away and going to TV. But yeah,
you think he's done if they lose?
Yeah, I think he's out of a job. Yeah.
Well, I think they do lose. And then the other one is interesting because we're like ranking all the coaches too, is the Niners-Eagles game where you have Nick Sirianni, who you and I disagree on. I think he's safe, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying like he could get bounced here in the first round, or Kyle Shanahan, who also gets a lot of credit for being this great coach, has been to the Super Bowl a couple of times but hasn't won yet. He also is staring down the face of, you know, getting bounced in the first round. You know, as far as like two like kind of heavyweight coaches or like coaches with like a good resume, like, they're squaring off.
I do feel like the Eagles are peaking at the right time. Like, they, for most of the year, we're like, something's off with this team.
And the Niners just look so bad.
They look so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
So, to me, I
that should be the Eagles.
Well, that's what I think.
I think the line even moved another point.
Did it?
I think it was 4.5 earlier in the week. It's 5.5 now.
So, I didn't realize that. Text line, guys, you don't mention Kraft's cheapness. WEEI, your frauds.
Why were we talking about that right now?
Well, I think this is in reference to how, you know, what they have around Drake Maye.
Oh. Okay.
No, one of the big things, we talked about the Patriots and their sustainability earlier this week, like how sustainable is what they did this year. And we agree it's very sustainable because you have your head coach in place and Drake Maye. But what you need to do to keep it on the rails is you need to keep drafting well, and Kraft needs to keep spending. He did spend this offseason.
Like,
I've been very critical.
Free agency was a success.
The spending overall, but last year they spent, and what do you know? They're a 14-win team. So they got a new coach, and Drake Maye broke out, but they decided to spend, and they made the playoffs. You know, the last time they spent, Keith, happened? That was 2021, and they made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how'd they do in the playoffs?
Hopefully Robert Kraft keeps spending. Not well.
No.
Hopefully he keeps spending.
Yeah, of course.
And that will be a real thing moving forward. But for this year, he spent on this team. And what do you know? They're good. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. We'll get back to the stakes for the Patriots. We just discussed some of that with Caleb Williams and Drake Maye. We'll circle back to it. And how do the Patriots win this game? How would they lose this game if they were to lose it? We'll play that game next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for.
That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,